Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams with co-host David Walls, and we're here for another Family Foundation Friday. And this is a big one, as they all are, but some a little more important than others. Right, David?
It is, yeah, Greg, because we're 1 week from Good Friday.
That's exactly right.
Was there something else going on?
No. That's it. That's the biggest one. Yeah. And it doesn't always fall that way with the General Assembly, but this one does. And we know that there's a lot going on. 5 days until the veto period, counting today, when this is airing. And also, David, we know that there's a budget thing going on this year, and that always takes priority.
Yeah, they got to pass the budget.
That's right, and they're working on that. Yeah. But our prayer is that they, and it sounds like it's a good one overall from what little bit I've read and heard, but we don't want that to stop some of these other things that really need to be done to help our Commonwealth as well. So with that said, give us some updates and some action alerts that we need to take and be praying about it as we move forward. Yeah. Because I know there's a prayer caucus meeting, right?
Yeah. There was a call to prayer at the Capitol this week. And actually, we've called for prayer. Look, as you said, time's running out. We're in the final days of the session, essentially. Be praying for your legislators wherever you are right now. Not if you're, if you're in the car, you want to, when you stop.
Close your eyes. right. But you can still pray.
You can pray. Pray right. for your House member. Pray for your state senator. And pray for leadership in both chambers. Mm-hmm. Because, look, leadership has tremendous responsibility and really control over what happens, especially in these final days when it's hectic and there's a lot of decisions about what's going to move, what's not going to move. Really, the leadership in both chambers, so I'm talking about President Stivers in the Senate and his leadership team, and in the House, the Speaker, David Osborne, his leadership team, they really are the ones in the positions of authority to make decisions on what's going to get voted on and what's not going to get voted on. And we know from 2 Timothy, we're called to pray and intercede for those that are in authority. Do that today.
Yeah. You're talking about something here. Remind our listeners what happened last year in the 11th hour with the prayer and SB 150, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, several of the priority, important pro-family bills that were being worked on all session long didn't come together till the very last hour before the veto period last session. So we're praying that some important bills that we're just about to talk about, that there's still time to move. That we might see some of these God-honoring policies move
and most of our listeners know that there is power in prayer. We believe it happened last year. We believe it happens every day, every moment. And so that's why we're saying pray and then act on that.
Yeah.
And what can they act on as we close this
out,
David?
We just alerted our supporters to continue to encourage folks. It's a great time to get signed up with us at KentuckyFamily.org to get our email alerts, our text alerts, other publications. We just sent out an alert, one for the House and one for the Senate. And really, there's a number of good bills, but we really keyed in on three bills in the House that we think should be voted on, and three key bills in the Senate, or issues in the Senate that need to be voted on. Continue to be thankful for the progress that has been made. Last week, they did pass the School Choice Constitutional Amendment, so that has cleared both chambers with a constitutional majority. That means that issue, the opportunity for Kentuckians to get out and vote for more educational choices for parents. That'll be on the ballot in November. We'll talk a lot more about that as we develop. But other issues that are still up in the air, so to speak. One is Senate Bill 147. That's the bill to protect children from adult-oriented businesses and sexualized performances. We've talked about this issue. You know, we have seen time and time again, there are hyper-sexualized drag performances that have been marketed towards children that have taken place on public property. This would help provide protections against that in other ways across the state. Yeah. That bill, I was able to actually testify on it in the House committee like I did in the Senate committee this week. It is now eligible to be voted on in the House, and it would simply just need to be voted on by the House. The Senate could just concur with a couple of changes that can be made.
And it looks like it's heading that direction right now.
And I'm feeling optimistic. Senator Tishner has done a great job, and we're expecting that our good friend Representative Nancy Tate will be the one carrying that bill on the House floor, Lord willing, very soon. Second, two other bills that have been eligible to be voted on for over a week now in the House. So that means they have been on the list of bills that the House can take up, but the House has chosen not to take these two bills up for over a week. important bills, House Bill 47, to protect our religious freedom rights. It would update Kentucky's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That bill, we're hopeful, will get voted on. And then also House Bill 346, the Baby Olivia Act.
That's the education.
That's right, the educational bill that would require a video teaching children about the beautiful process of how a preborn child develops in the womb. That bill has been eligible to be heard actually for over a week. We're hopeful that that bill will pass. So those are three important bills to be voted on in the House.
Let me interject something there before we jump to the Senate and what's going on there, the important things there. This Baby Olivia Act with that video, it's really interesting. They constantly talk about science and reality. All that video does is show the reality of science.
Right.
That there is life in the womb, development from the very beginning, and why don't they want them to see that? That's the issue. Yeah. So please pray. Let's get that out there and let our children see that as they're developing.
And there's a number of states that are moving on Baby Olivia Act. So we'd love to see Kentucky join that. And really, that's a bill that could pay tremendous dividends long term to build a culture for life. It's a simple bill, but it could have
scientific.
It could have long term impacts.
Well, we're going to talk about a bill in the Senate that we see the results of when you make good laws. What can happen in just a moment.
Yeah.
Because we talked about it. So go ahead with the Senate.
Yeah, so we'll move to the Senate now. And again, folks can take action on these important bills, encourage the Senate to take up these bills. Senate Bill 239, that's an important bill dealing with, it's known as the Healthcare Heroes Recruitment and Retention Act. It would provide conscience protections for our medical care workers and doctors. This has been an issue that the Family Foundation and others have worked on for many, many sessions. And so would love to see that bill get voted on in the Senate. Another big one that took up a lot of discussion actually last Friday, Greg, as we were as our program was airing. Senate Bill 6 to deal with the growing concern about discriminatory DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and practices at our universities. So what happened, that bill had already passed the Senate. What happened was the House essentially significantly enhance that bill with language from a bill from Representative Jennifer Decker on that topic as well. And then she actually carried the bill in the House. That bill was debated, Greg, for almost 4 hours, if not for 4 hours.
Wow.
Representative Decker did a tremendous job keeping her cool, explaining the bill, answering a lot of hostile questions. Mm-hmm. But look, at the end of the day, these DEI policies are based in Marxist critical theory ideology. They're harmful. They lead to discrimination. They impact students. Yeah. They impact university staff. They lead to promotion a lot of times of radical
ideology,
gender ideology, and others. They should have no place being promoted or being funded in our public universities.
They do exactly the opposite of what they claim to do. In reality, they really set up discrimination when we should be battling against that and treating everyone equally.
Right.
Not equitably, but equally. Right. And then I know you have one other one that we're working on, just a concept here that still may go, right?
Yeah, there's been several different bills that have been filed, and we were hopeful, prayer for there might be an opportunity to include this in a bill in the Senate to protect kids online from pornography. And so the way a number of states have done this is to require strong age verification so that pornographic websites would have to require age verification to ensure that children don't have access.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a controversial topic.
No, that should be really easy.
But what's interesting,
tell them what happened in your home state.
So Texas was one of the states, as others, that have passed versions of this. The porn industry challenged that. It's already gone up to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Circuit Court, and it was just upheld. Significant portions of the bill were upheld, and what you have seen since then is some of the major pornographic websites have shut down access in Texas. And so
that's what good laws can do.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That was my point earlier.
Right.
Please pray about and call and email about these so that your representative and your senator hear, because it does make a difference. And we need to keep standing on these truths and see the difference for our children, for our parents, and all the things we've talked about throughout this session.
Absolutely. So we believe there's still a chance to move that issue forward. here in the Commonwealth, and would love to have Kentucky take an important step. There's more to do. I really think, Greg, as we have seen, obviously, you know, understand the harms of pornography, increasingly also seeing the harms just of social media and the way these social media companies, essentially from the ground up, have been designed to target the minds of the impressionable minds of young kids. And so, you know, that may be an issue that we might have to come back to in the interim. There's a lot of states moving on bills related to protecting kids on social media. You know, we think fundamentally there needs to be age verification on social media as well. And you need to put parents in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And say, if a child is going to create a social media account, they need to have parental consent on that. I mean, just think of all the other things that we require parents to sign off on or to protect children. Yeah. And with all the growing research and concern about how social media is harming young people, let's empower parents to have more oversight in what their kids are doing online.
We do it with alcohol.
Yeah.
We do it with driving.
Yeah.
All why? Not tobacco, just because tobacco, drugs, all because why? That not only just to protect the children,
to protect
others.
Right.
You got a child in a car that doesn't know how to drive, you endanger others.
Yeah.
And the principle is the same.
Yeah.
Don't just give them carte blanche what they think they want. They're given to parents to help protect and to help develop those impressionable, as you said, minds so that they can grow well and wisely. And unfortunately, David, I've been in this for a long time.
Yeah.
When we were doing the sexual risk avoidance, which a lot of this falls under, interestingly enough, the other side, many of them really fell for Kinsey's junk science and the modern day sex education, saying, no, this is really good for kids to develop this way.
Right.
But we see the results of it over and over again. The suicide rate goes up, the depression goes up, the drug use goes up. All of these things are detrimental. Mental health, exactly right. So please take these to heart and pray and call to action. How can they do that, David? Let's remind them again.
Again, well, we're asking folks, go to our website at KentuckyFamily.org, take action, and take the action on the Senate. You can send one email on all the bills that we mentioned on the Senate side, and then another alert to take action on all the House bills. And then also call the legislative message line. We're encouraging folks, you know, call the legislative message line. There's only going to be really four more legislative days before the veto period. Call each day.
Yes.
And you know, you call 1-800-372-7181. That's 1-800-372-7181. You'll give your address. They will make sure you know who your House and Senate member. And then you just simply leave a simple message encouraging your House and Senate member to vote for the bills that we've talked about. And then ask for that message to be copied to leadership in both chambers as well. Because as we said, leadership is going to play an important role in what moves forward and what doesn't.
I've been doing it. I'm going to continue to do it because I know it's important. And having been with the Family Foundation before, we hear and you hear all the time that those calls and those emails make a difference.
Right.
They walk in with what they I think call green slips and go, this is how many calls I got.
Right.
This is what's going on. And so they don't always like it, but they do respond to it. Understand? Right. And that's what they're elected to do. So go to the site, KentuckyFamily.org. You can find out more about Love and Lordship at loveandlordship.com. Thank you for your prayers. You can give there. We need your support. It's all tax deductible. We thank you for that. We don't say that very much, but we thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams with co-host David Walls, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.